Today's shir is Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Dalad. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Tells us the Mishnah Nittes Ala Or. If, as we've been discussing throughout, we discuss situation, we discuss the halacha that the Torah Kedosha says that if blood of the Karban Chatas splatters on the bag, on a beggar, on a garment, it requires kibbutz, it requires to be cleaned. And as we will still be learning many different details to how that is done. Says the Mishnah, but not the Mishnah tells us which garment is the garment that requires cleaning. It says the Mishnah, nitez ala'or, if it was splattered on leather, actually hufshit, until that before that leather was taken off the animal, ain't a ton kibbutz, it's not going to require kibbutz. And the reason is because the only type of garment that requires kibbutz is a garment that is royal kavod tuma, a garment that can be can become tameh, and leather before it was removed from the animal is not the type of leather that requires that's mekavod tuma. However, mishahufshit, once the leather was taken off the animal, there it's tarn kibbutz because it's able to mekabel tumah. Even though it might not yet be mekabel tumah, because as we're going to learn, you may still be intending to process this leather into some sort of a garment, shoe, etc. And therefore it's not yet where it's supposed to be. But the fact that it's already taken off the animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is enough that it should be able to be mekabel tuma and require kibbutz. Rabbi Lezaimer and Rabbi Lezaimer's opinion is afma shehufshat, because as we've been learning, it may not yet be ready to be mekabel tuma. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah, when we speak about the halacha of kibbutz, ein etan kibbutz el makom adam, the only spot on the garment that requires kibbutz is where the blood actually fell. And it has to be Dover Shiroil Kabotoma. It has to be a garment that can be Kabotoma, as we're learning, and it has to be Royal Kibbutz. We'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, what Royal Kibbutz means. The Echod Habeged, this halacha applies both by garment, Vechasak, or it's made out of sackcloth, Achar Or, it's made out of leather. In all these cases, Tunin Kibbutz, there's a requirement of Kibbutz. The Kibbutz, where does the kibbutz have to take place? B'makom kadosh. It has to be in the Azara. And as we have learned, and we'll be discussing quite extensively, there's another halacha, and that is the halacha of the keli, any vessel that was used to make, to cook kabbanos in. And the concern, of course, is when we have such a vessel, the concern is that the absorption, the blia in that vessel is mekabel tumah. So since the absorb is noiser after the prescribed amount of time when it may be used, so the halacha teaches us the Mishnah is that when we speak about the klicheres, so klicheres is something that cannot be kashered. So the halacha is that such a keli has to be broken. So the Shviris Klicheres, the breaking of the Klicheres that has this absorption, is also done specifically by Makom Kodesh and Azara. And when we have a Kli Nechoshes, where we have a copper Keli, the halacha is that it has to have Marika V'Shtifa, it has to be purged and cleaned, by Kli Nechoshes, also that must take place by Makom Kodesh. Zeb Chaim Chatas B'Kachim Kachim, and concludes the Mishnah that this is the Chumrah that exists by Karban Chatas more than by any other Kachim Kalim. The Pash Pshat, that what halach is the Mishnah referring to, the din of washing the beged, the garment that got dirty, because the halacha of kashering any blia that there is in the keli that was used for carbon, there's no reason to differentiate between chatos and all other kabbanos. This new din that we've been studying so extensively, that the halacha says that we have to wash the beged that got dirty from the blood, that's a special halacha that applies by Kli Cheres. As we learned, the halacha is that not only is there a requirement of kibbutz, as we just said, it has to be done by Makam Kaddish. And that means, as we've been saying, it has to be done in the Azara. And the Ramban explains, why is there such a halacha? Because the Ramban says that it has the same din like the carbon. And just like we speak so often about the carbon, and we speak about the dam of the carbon, that there's a consideration of yotza, that it's not allowed to go out of the Azara. The halacha is that that blood, even though it's still now absorbed in this beged, and as we've been discussing, will not be used again, still it's considered dam kachim, that should not be taken out of the Azara. But points out the Minchas Chinuch, that even though we're saying that the halacha must be done by in the Azara, and the way we just said, we're saying that dam, that this dam still has kedusha, the halacha is that this job of kibbutz can be done by anybody. Not only does it say it doesn't have to be done by a kohen, it can be done by Yisrael, but he suggests that it could even be done by Cheres Shoyt of a Katan, that they could do the kibbutz. If kibbutz is, says Minchas Chinuch, another halacha, we've learned many times that there are specific places, spent many halachas, many shurim discussing, that there's special halachas that may only be done, special avoidas that may only be done in certain places. And we've learned that an avoida that could only be done in the Azara, under certain circumstances, can be done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that would never be the rule regarding kibbutz. When we speak about kibbutz, says the Minchas Chinuch, if for some reason you could not do it in the Azara, there would be no right to do it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So our Mishnah started when we spoke about the beged that blood was splattered on. Does it have to be a beged that is currently, that is ready Mekabel Tumah? Or is it enough to be a beged that can be Mekabel Tumah? Says the Gemara, Minanimili, where do we learn this discussion from? Says one of the Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk which speaks about this halacha, the pasuk says v'shiyaz medama ala beged shiyaz ala tichabes b'makom kodesh only ala beged. We only know that the halacha applies to a full fledged garment. However, or mishahufshid leather once it was taken off the animal. How do we know that if blood splatters on it, it's mechuyev kibus? Tamlamer, the pasuk says, so we're speaking about leather. We would consider that even before it was taken off, it's still attached to the animal. This halach ought to apply. Tamaloymer beged. Ma beged haroy l'kabel tuma. When we speak about a beged is something that can be makabel tuma. Af kol haroy l'kabel tuma. And therefore, leather, once it's taken off the animal, at that point, it could be mekabel tumah. But before it's taken off the animal, it's not royal mekabel tumah. And since it's not royal mekabel tumah, that's why this halacha doesn't, the halacha of kibbutz would not apply. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Achroinim explain, what is the, we need a beged. And what is the definition of a beged? So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that the definition of a beged is something that's royal kabel tumah. Rabbi Lezer says, the pasuk says, Ashiyaza midoma ala beged, eli ala beged. So throughout halacha, wherever we speak about a beged, it means something that's made out of tzemer, wool, or pishtin, or linen. Anything else is not normally considered beged. And in fact, there are those that want to suggest that that's the basis of the machloikis that we're going to learn now between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar holds that when the Torah says beged, it means wool or linen. And now we have to have a pasuk, menayin l'rabbis, sak v'kamin v'gadim, that something made out of another material is also considered a beged. Tamalaymer, ashir yazalat techab b'smokin kaddish. But Rabbi Yehuda isn't limited, they explain, to say that a beggar must mean wool or linen. So to say that I need a pasuk, like Rabbi Elazar just did, to say that it includes different types of material, that isn't necessary, because of course other materials are also beggared. And that's where they begin explaining the pasuk differently and leads them to their different conclusion. I would think that even leather, as soon as it was taken off the animal, but it wasn't yet made into a garment, it's the din of kibbutz supplies. The pasuk says beged. Ma beged of a makabel tuma. It has to be something that's already makabel tuma. It's already fashioned into a beged. Afka adava makabel tuma. Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, the halacha of kibbutz wouldn't apply. So, ask the Gemara, my benayu. As we've been discussing, what would be the practical nafkamina between these two opinions? If we have a piece of material that's less than shalosh atzpos, but shalosh atzpos, that's not makabel tuma, but it could be made into something that is makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that as long as it's something that can be made into a beged, hanami roi. As we're going to see, this material can be made into something which is makabel tuma, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, it has the halacha of kibbutz. How would that be? Explains the Gemara. The Be'ach Choshevla, if somebody would decide to use this small piece of material as a patch on his beged, it will become part of the beged that's makabel tuma. Man dava dava makabel tuma, and Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that it has to be something that is actually makabel tuma. So when you have this small piece of material, then the halacha is hamir la baskabel tuma. Right now, it's not being used as a patch, and since right now it's not being used as a patch, it's not makabel tuma, and if it's not makabel tuma, it doesn't require kibbutz. And the way I saw that this machloikis is explained, Rabbi Elazar holds that this is strictly connected to the halacha of Kabbalah's tumah, and this is not this small piece of material which currently is not serving any purpose is not makabel tumah, and therefore says Rabbi Elazar it's not required kibbutz. But Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that there's a new halacha that we've been discussing for the last number of shurim, and that's the halacha of kibbutz. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that where is kibbutz required? It's not something that's makabel tuma. The halacha is really connected to something which is a beged. What is the definition of a beged? Something which is not just makabel tuma, something which is even roi makabel tuma, something that can be makabel tuma, says Rabbi Yehuda, is enough to be considered a beged. And once it's considered a beged, the halacha is makabel tuma. Rava says a different place where it would be the point of machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Says Rava, beged shechisha lo tzurik minayu. If you have a beged, which is a bigger piece of material, but you want to still design it, embroider it, etc. And the Sefer Zevach Taita says that even though the Gemara now, Abaye and Rava, are giving us different examples of where we would have the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, they comment that it's not that Rava and Abaye disagree. Rava agrees to Abaye's example of where we would have a machlokes, and Abaye agrees to Rava's example where we would have machlokes. They're just offering different examples. So again, says the Gemara, Rava, a beggar that you decided to still need to embroider and design. Manda Maroi, if Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that as long as it's something that's potentially able to makabel tomahon, nami roi, this is something which is potentially royal makabel tomah. The boy, because a person could always change his mind and have this garment and decide that he doesn't want to make it in, doesn't want to have the design, and it's already going to be a beged. Whereas Rabbi Elazar's opinion is Dava Makabel Tuma, it has to be Dava Makabel Tuma. Hashtami, Labar Kabel Tuma. Right now, where you're standing, you're not ready to make it. You're not. It's not a finished beged for you because you still, at this point, intend to embroider it with this design. The Mishnah Masechta Kelim tells us, "Kol haKelim yodim l'day tumos v'machshava." To make a keli into a keli that it should be able to be makabel tuma, your machshava, as we learned now, is critical. However, ve'ein oilim, if something is already a beged, ela b'shina ma'isa, when you have to physically do something. So all the mefarshim, the rishonim, the sheet according to Rabbeinu Peretz, says that we're not speaking here about a piece of leather which was already used as a beged. And now I decided that I also want to put embroidery on it. In that case, once it became a beged, everybody will agree it's a beged. Here we're speaking about a piece of leather that you never was used as a piece of leather that was never used as a beged. And you intend to do something with it. So here, everybody agrees that it won't be makabel tuma until you finish doing what was your intention. And the question is, the Rabbi Yehuda adds that even though you haven't finished doing what it is your intention to do, but since it's royal makabel tuma, it's enough for Rabbi Yehuda to say that it's considered a beged. Rav Amma, another example. Utspa d'choshva l'miktsa ikabinayu. Machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar is when you'll have a piece of material of leather that you could sit on, you could eat on, and you don't want to just take the piece of leather the way it's taken off the animal. You want to trim it and make it into a tablecloth, into a rug. Manda Maroi, a coin tribute says that it depends on it's able to be used. Hanami Ruya, even without cutting and trimming, it's used. It's usable as a baguette. Manda Amar, Dava Makabel Tuma, whereas Rabbi Lazar's opinion is that it has to be actually Makabel Tuma, Hola Makabel Tuma, the Maxilei. As we just said, since it is your intention to cut and trim, until you finish cutting and trimming, it won't be a beged. And if it won't be a beged, it's not subject to the halacha of kibbutz. And says the Gemara, Vatanya, the Gemara of Vatanya here is not a kasha, Vatanya here is a raya. There's a brisa that supports this, because the brisa says, Rav Shimon ben Asi Omer, Utzba. If you have a piece of leather that could be used as a rug, shechishel of al-katsa, but you still intend to trim it, tahira, it remains tahar, it's not makabel tuma, achyakziano, until you finish actually doing the trimming. We learned in the Mishnah that ain tahan kibbus, the only spot that requires kibbus on the beged is the place where the blood splattered. Ask the Gemara non immediately, from where do we know this then? Says Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Yochol Nitas al Mixus Beged. We would think that it was spritz just on part of the Beged. Nita Yekola Beged Toyon Kibus, that perhaps that the Toy Beged should require Kibus. Tamaloyma Shiazla Tchaps Makum Kodesh, Lematilcha, the Loch of Kibus only applies El Mokum Dam Bilvad, the only on the spot where it requires kibbutz. The Mefarshim explained why would we think so? Because the halacha is that when tzaras is on a beged, the halacha is that not only is the spat of the tzaras that has to be washed sometimes, the same halacha would, but the area around that spat also must be washed. So we would think that the same halacha applies by kibbutz, by karmachatos, teaches us the pasuk, the brisa, that no, by karmachatos, only the axial spat where his dam has to be cleaned, nothing else. Furthermore, we learned in Mishnah, what type of beged requires kibbutz? Davar shuroi l'kabel tuma, says the Gemara, as long as it has the potential being l'kabel tuma, it's enough. Says the Gemara, that's Tamak Rabbi Yehuda, as we just finished learning, that is the opinion of Yehuda. We learned also, royal kibbutz, that it has to be something that is washable. Says the Gemara, what is being taught with that halacha? Lamutikli, if it's splattered on a keli, the halacha is that Dubai the Bagredahu. If blood splatters on the keli, so then the halacha will be, you just have to scrape it up and that scrape it off, and that will be sufficient. Of course, the Mefarshim discuss what would be the halacha if you scraped off the blood. Can you reuse this blood? So the Rambam says that the chatas blood splashes on a salad vessel, as we just learned, there's no halacha of kibbutz, blood is scraped off. The words of the Rambam seem to say that it, there's no requirement to wash off the blood, but there is a chiyuv to scrape off the blood. The Sfas Emes says, I'm not sure where the Rambam takes this from. He says, the Torah says kibbutz. What does the Torah mean, says the Sfas Emes, with the word kibbutz? That you have to wash it. Maybe something which is, as we're discussing now, not washable. There's no halach at all. And also the Mechas Chinuch says, I don't know where the halach of scraping comes from. He says that the Rambam maybe means that you should scrape, but he can't say that there's an obligation to scrape. It's the right thing to do is to scrape off the blood, but since there's no real source that teaches us that scraping is absolutely required, maybe scraping would not be required. It's just a mitzvah, but not required. We learned in the Mishnah, Echra beg vechra asak vechra or tuunen kibus. Memra, but ask the Gemara, the or ba kibusu, does that mean that or leather is something that could have kibus? Vrimini, we'll ask from Mishnah Masak to Shabbos. So, of course, we know that on Shabbos, one is not allowed to do any washing. And the Mishnah Masak to Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omen Beis teaches us, Hoysalov Leshes, if some dirt, some saliva or dirt fell on to a leather pillow, mekachah besmartot, we just wipe it off with a rag to take it off. On Shabbos, we can't use water. Using water would involve kibbutz. Hoysa shalor, that's when it's not leather, because putting water on it is the malach of kibbutz. However, hoysa shalor, if it was made out of leather, nois lemayim shetichla, you could put as much water as you want on top of that leather pillow, and there's no concern of kibbutz. So you see that there's no kibbutz by leather. Why are we saying in our shir over and over that if the blood fell on leather, we wash it? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye lo kasha, harabon ha'acherim. This actually represents a machlokes rabbanon and Acherim, we always know is Rav Meir, because the Tanya, the Brisa says, Abeged v'asak v'chapsoi, the beged and sack that the blood from the Karban Chatas splatters on, you wash, v'kliva or begararoi, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon, whereas Acherim Oimrim, Abeged v'asak v'or v'chapsoi. In all these cases, even by or, washing is in order, only by Keli, only by a vessel will be the halacha megararoi. So we obviously see that acherim hold that or is subject to kibbutz. Ask the Gemara. Haman oz lahadam Rav Chiya bar Ashi zimna segin avakamin the kamei the Rav. Many times I was standing in front of the Rav. V'shachshli misani b'maya, and he used to wash. He used to his shoes got dirty on Shabbos, and he would put them into water. Obviously, says the Gemara, Kaman, he was obviously following the opinion of the Rabbanon that hold that there is no kibbutz ba'or. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, is this a tenable position? Or mi ikal amanda Omar, is it possible to say that there's opinion that holds that or la ba kibbutzu, that there is no washing by leather? For Ksiv, the Pasuk says, regarding, as we mentioned a few moments ago, a beggar that has tsaras, that has to be washed. And the pasuk says, "Va'beger ashitziyo ha'eriv o'kliya or ashitachabis." So we see that or is subject to kibbutz. El Amar Rava, because of this, Rava says, "Kraw." The pasuk that we just read, "Umasnisin," and the Mishnah that we learned that there is kibbutz by or is barakin, is by soft leather, and by soft leather that everybody will agree it's subject to kibbutz. And the Mechas Chinuch says something very interesting. The Mechas Chinuch says that there is no, the Gemara doesn't give us an exact shear, what is considered rach, what is considered soft, and what is considered hard. And therefore the Mechas Chinuch wants to suggest that it's very subjective. And something could be, it depends, do I consider it soft, or do I consider it hard? And therefore, by rakin when it's soft leather, everybody will agree it's subject to kibbutz. Ki pligi, the machlokes we had of a cherim and rabbanan bekashim by hard leather. V'hadamer Rav Chiya, and now says the Gemara, this that Rav Chiya said, zimnas agin have a kamin kamei the Rav, many times was I standing by Rav, v'shach shalei masani b'maya, and he put his shoes into water on Shabbos. Why wasn't there a problem of kibbutz? Because the shoes were made b'kashim, they were made out of hard leather, and we're following the opinion of the Rabbanan, that the opinion of the Rabbanan is that only soft leather is subject to kibbutz, not hard leather. Hadamar Rava, but then Rava got up and said, La Masi da Amri, this differentiation that I wanted to make between soft leather and hard leather is actually incorrect. Nekan Neymar Lekra, what forced him to say that what he said was incorrect? Because it says, it's difficult to understand that the Pasuk by Tsuras, that tells us that the Tsuras forms on a beged, you have to wash it. Nekan Neymar Lekra, to say that the Pasuk, the Ki Ksivi, is only speaking Barakin Ksivim, that the Torah is only speaking about soft leather, because, says Rava, Miloy Askina B'Kli Achsla, can't we say that the Pasuk is speaking about hard leather as well? Haboy Mabdonis Yom. And the Torah is saying, all leather, Kama Rachmana, Nibai Kibbutz. Does the Torah say that Kibbutz is required? El Amar Rava, says Rava, the Alocha of Kibbutz Batsaras is not connected to the Alocha of Kibbutz that we have an our Suya. Tsuras came in the Gufei Kaparcha. Since this beged formed Tsuras, what happens is Mechalchalei Mashvelei Rach. Even if you start with hard leather, when you have Tsuras in a beged, the Tsuras makes the beged soft. And because the Tsuras makes the beged soft, that's why it's considered soft leather. And we're learning that it's soft leather is subject to kibbutz. Whereas when you have blood from the Karmel Chatas splatter, it doesn't make something hard soft. But says Rava, Ima Rava, Ikashli, if I do have a problem with what I'm differentiating between soft leather and hard leather, Hakashli. The question is, Karmel Chatas Tarakaninu, pillows, blankets, are all soft. V'tanan, and the Mishnah says, as we said a few moments ago at the beginning of the Sugya, Hoysa Shalor, if something fell on a pillow made out of leather, nice lemayim, we put on water at shetichla. And now the question is, why would that be acceptable? It's soft leather. And if it's soft leather, it's subject to kibbutz. El Amarava called kibbutz the less like kiskus. So Rava has a new approach to this discussion. And Rava says the issue is, if you rub it together, if what you're washing is rubbed, that's called washing. But any time where you don't have to rub it, loishmei kesef. And when we speak about that dirt that fell on the leather pillow, you put on a lot of water, but you didn't rub it. And since you didn't rub it, it's not considered an act of kishkish. Says the Mishnah Brura that this halacha that the Gemara is now presenting, that to be considered an act of kibbutz, you have to have kishkish, you have to have that you rubbed it together, is only midaraisa. But says the Mishnah Brura, when we speak about midrabanan, says the Mishnah Brura, midrabanan, it's considered kibbutz even without doing kishkish. That means, according to the Mishnah Brura, if you just pour water, a lot of water, on something that's dirty, the halacha is that if that would be considered kibbutz, midrabanan. Moreover, the Bi Halacha says that if you pour so much water that it takes all the dirt off because you poured a lot of water, even though you didn't actually rub anything, says the Mishnah Brura, that is in the same category as rubbing, and therefore it would be considered kibbutz even daraisa. Ask the Gemara, Ohadam Rav Chiya Rashi, Zimna Segiya, have a kamei the Rav. Many times I stood in front of Rav, Meshukshuk, and I used to rub his shoes on Shabbos with water to clean them. So we see that we poured water, avakibus in. So, but washing them, rubbing them together, just putting water would be permissible, but not rubbing. So he says, Ibarakin, if we're talking about soft leather shoes, then everybody would agree rubbing is asur. Ibakashim, and if it was hard leather shoes, only according to the Acherim are they subject to washing, not according to Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, that we're learning now, that if you're not rubbing it, it's not considered washing. So ask the Gemara, Beganami, so even by a garment, you should be allowed to put water on it. As long as you're careful not to rub them, it should be mutar on Shabbos. Answers, the Gemara, Beged, when we speak about a Beged, Shuyosu Zukibusa, and that's what we said before, that we put so much water on it, then even though we didn't rub it, that is an act of kibus. Ravel Tamei, and this is what Rava says, Dom Rava Zorik Sudalamayim, if somebody put a piece of material into water, Chayiv, it's considered Malacha Daraisa, Zorik Zarapishtalamayim, or if you put flax seeds into water, Chayiv. Says the Gemara, let's understand what he just taught us, what Rava just taught us. Bislam Sudar, we understand that Halacha Rava taught us about putting a piece of material into water, because that's Avad Kibbus. He says soaking it in water is a way of doing Kibbus, and it's also on Shabbos. El Zara Pishtun, my Tama. What's the reason why if you put linen into water, linen seeds, flax seeds into water, it's Chayiv? V'chi Teimim Shurin the Mekadeach. It's going to sprout in the water. So the same halacha would apply if you put wheat seeds or barley seeds into the water, it's going to sprout. Answers the Gemara, Hanach Isle Riri. What happens is when the pishtun is put into water, a mucus comes out of them, and that mucus is the reason, that production of mucus, it's what's also. Ask them if that's the question, if that's the isser, if the mucus that comes out is the issue, shlochem nami, then somebody who puts leather, which hasn't yet been processed into water, because also mucus comes out, answers the Gemara, there's a difference. Hossam kavod lisha. When the mucus comes out of the flax, they coalesce, they come together, and that is considered the malacha of lisha. However, when the mucus comes out of leather, they don't all gather together, and that's why it's not considered lisha. Darsh Rava, says the Gemara, Rava taught us, Mutal Kabbas Minal B'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash a shoe that got dirty on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa L'Rava, Vom Rav Chibar Ashi, Zimna Sagin, Hava Kamina Kamei D'Rav, V'Shach Shleim M'Sani B'Mayim. And many times I was by Rav, and he put and water into the shoe, shich water on the shoe. Don't we see from him shich shichin avakibus loy? Says the Gemara, after he was made aware the halacha, hada amarava, hada akirava amaral of darsh, as we learned many times, when the rav would say a drasha, he would have somebody stand next to him and say what he was going to say out loud. Two reasons, either. So he had a loud voice, and what he said would carry to the entire audience, or because the Rabbanim spoke in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew, but the masses did not understand that, so he would translate the drasha into Aramish. Devarim shematlchem tos biyadi. What I said is asur. Bram kach amru, shich shich mutter, pouring water on the shoe will be mutter. Kibus, doing kibus, which means rubbing it together, Kibbus, rubbing it together would be usur. So from here we see that one has to be very, very careful if he made a mistake to recognize he made a mistake. And the Chashuk Echemet has a most interesting discussion here where somebody has a business. Apparently the business he has is that he puts different recordings that people give him on discs. And there were two people that came to this person to put discs, to prepare for him discs. One was having a Chanukah Sabayis for yeshiva, and he wanted to have a disc with music to show the simcha of the day of this new yeshiva being built. And the other was somebody who had lost a relative, and they had Hespedim at the Levaya, and now they were going to have a Suda Shloishim, and they were going to distribute to all those that attended the Suda Shloishim the disc that had on it the recording of the Levaya. The person who was supposed to prepare these two discs got unfortunately confused, and after he finished filling the orders, he gave the yeshiva the discs with the hespedim, and he gave the family that lost their family member the disc with the music. The person who was the administrator of the yeshiva, gave out those discs at the Chanukah Sabayis, and people started listening to those discs, and they were appalled that they were listening to discs of a hesped at the Chanukah Sabayis. The administrator of the yeshiva comes running to this business and says, "You did something terrible. You gave me the wrong disc." So the halacha clearly is that this business is held responsible. At the very least, they have to return the money that he paid. He didn't get what he ordered. While this is all happening, the administrator of the yeshiva gets a call from one of the supporters of the yeshiva who tells him, "You know, you gave out these discs with the hesped, and one of the people who was giving a hesped is a Rebbe of mine that I learned by many years ago, and I haven't had the opportunity to learn with him or to connect with him for many years. And now that you gave out these discs, and I heard his voice, and I heard his drasha, it had a tremendous positive influence on me. And I'm so satisfied with what just happened, I'm going to give a nice donation to the yeshiva." So now the question is, what this person did ended up being good. And what is the halacha? Is the halacha, does he have to pay or not? So the Chashuk Echemed answers with another story. There was somebody that wanted to buy a silver cup for his grandson for his bris. And the baby's name was Yosef, and he had them engraved on the silver cup, the name Yosef. But the person who was supposed to engrave the name, instead of writing Yosef, wrote Yosef Chaim, which was not the name of this child. So he was very upset. And again, the halacha is that he doesn't have to pay. He didn't do what I ordered. But unfortunately, a number of years later, the child, whose name was Yosef, became very ill, and they added to him the name Yosef Chaim. Now this silver cup has a lot of value because that's actually his name. Does he have to pay? And the answer that he gives is that a person, as we learned in our Gemara, is a person has to be able to say, "Tos se biyodei, I made a mistake." And when you make a mistake, you are held responsible for your mistake. And once you're held responsible for your mistake, you're going to have to pay for that mistake. The fact that later on it turns out not to be a mistake doesn't change the reality that it was a mistake. Our Gemara has been teaching us the halacha about washing. When is it considered kibbutz and when is something not considered kibbutz? And one of the most common questions that's asked is that people who wear soft contact lenses on Shabbos, the halacha is, are we allowed to put them into water? That, as we're learning, when we speak about leather, since leather doesn't absorb water, so the halacha has been teaching us that if it doesn't absorb water, it's only also when you do kibbutz, when you rub it together. The same thing, what would we say when we put the contact lenses into water? Since they're made out of plastic, they don't absorb. And since they don't absorb, we could say the same thing should be on putting contact lenses. But the halacha is not that simple, because even though they don't necessarily absorb liquid, But the halacha is that when we put contact lenses into solution, so the solution is not just water. When it's just water, so indeed, leather doesn't absorb, plastic doesn't absorb. But here, when we're putting into a solution that cleans, that would be something that's considered an act of kibbutz, even if it doesn't absorb, and even if I'm not rubbing. And therefore, suggested Rabbi Yoshev that what you should do with soft contact lenses on Shabbos is not put them in a solution, in a cleaning solution. Because putting them in a cleaning solution may be an act of kibbutz, even if they don't absorb the solution. What Rabbi Yoshev suggested you should do is clean them well from before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, just put them into simple water, into a simple saline solution. That's putting it into water. And when you put something into water, and it's something that doesn't absorb, like the leather of our sugya, then the halacha will be that there's no problem on Shabbos. We learned in the Mishnah that the kibbutz has to be done by Makom Kadosh, the shviras kli cheres has to be done by Makom Kadosh, and the Marika Shtifa have to be done by Makom Kadosh. Ask the Ramanani Milifu, where do we notice halacha? The Tanar Abonon. The Pasuk says, Vashiyaz Medomo ala Beged, as she usually at the Chabbos with Makom Kadosh. So we see it has to be done in the Azara. Shviras Kli Cheres. How do we know it has to be done by Makom Kadosh? Tamalaymer, the Kli Cheres, as she Tuvushabal Yeshavar. This Pasuk is written after the halacha of Kibbutz. So just like Kibbutz is b'makom kaddish, so too this is b'makom kaddish. Marik v'shtifa b'kli nechayshus minayin. How do we know that that has to be done b'makom kaddish? Tamalayim v'im b'kli cheres b'shalay or murik v'shutaf b'mayim. And this is also written after the pasuk of Kibbutz. So just like Kibbutz is b'makom kaddish, this too is b'makom kaddish. We learned in the Mishnah Zechayim b'chattis, this is a chumrah that chattis has more than kachi kachim. Ask the Gemara, the Suleka, are there no other chumras other than this? Va'ika, there's the following chumra. Nichnastama lefnim, the Kam Chattis has a chumra that if you take it into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified for Zrikas Adam. Says the Gemara, the Chattis, Hikash Nichnastama lefnim, there's a chum that if it was done, the Zrik was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Zrika of carbon Chattis Pnimius was done inside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's only by Chattis Pnimius, not by other Kabbanis. And so tomorrow, Amish is talking about Chattis Chitzonius. Chitzonius Nami has the Gemara, Nitnas Dom Lefnim Psula. It has a Chumra that if it was taken into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. So why isn't that mentioned as the Chumra of Chattis? Answers the Gemara, because our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Dama, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that kol adamim shenichnasu laheichel l'chap psulim, the blood of any carbon that's taken into the base of Mikdash is possible. Shekein mechapim chayv krisis, but as the Gemara, chattis has a chiv, has a certain chumra that's mechapim aver chiv krisis. Answers the Gemara was speaking about chattis to shemiyas kol. If somebody was told, testimony on my behalf, and he denies, swears falsely to that effect, and then he does admit that he knew, he has to bring a chattis, and that is in an aveira that carries with it chiyuv krisis. But ask the Gemara, chattis has a chumra, she came to an abba matanis. As we've learned so many times in a masechta, the kam chattis is put on all four corners, the blood of the kam chattis is put on all four corners. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Shmuel, Dama Kol Dama Tuna Abba Matanis, all Kabbanis have to put on all four corners. Says the Gemara, Al Abba Kornis, if Nite Lutameich, Kol Dama Tuna Abba Matanis Al Abba Kornis. But ask the Gemara, Lutameich, Ike Karen, by Karm Chattos, it has to be specifically put on the corners that protrude on the corners of the Mizbeach, not that is not halacha by any other carbon. Heke etzba, it has to be put with the finger. Heke chud, it has to be put on the exact corner. So you see that karm chattis have all these other chumras. Why are they not mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, el chad mitrei trasi chumrin nakid. The Mishnah indeed recognizes that there are other chumras that a karm chattis had. The Mishnah just chose one chumra, but of course there are many other chumras that the karm chattis has versus other kabbanis.